We stared out at the galaxy and knew that it was our destiny to walk in the light of other stars.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Guardians on Patrol, a podcast about everything related to Destiny. I'm your host, Joshua Mobley, and of course, joining me is Noah Shoblum.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing, buddy?
Good. That was a pretty great intro.
Thank you. I made it myself. I just kind of snapped it together. But we were supposed to have a third, and I know this is like the first episode, and that's weird to say, but yeah. I don't know where the gentleman is, so...
Guardian down.
And for the future listeners, that sound clip will play every time one of us is gone. So
look forward to that.
Look forward to hearing that like a million times. But yeah, this is a podcast about just everything related to Destiny. This is not a patrol podcast, as the name would have you believe. We just talk about one-shotting dregs on Earth for an hour. That's not what it's about. But there's not too much to talk about this week because, for the most part, it's just been like Iron Banana, Trials of Osiris.
Yeah.
And some other stuff. And then we think there's like there's a new event maybe next week. I think something's happening next week.
I think so.
Yeah. But we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
And you know, it's sad that I don't have a news bump, but actually first... Something that I had talked about doing on the show, and I'm excited because I love space, and I think a lot of people who play Destiny like space and space-related
things.
Seems
fitting.
I wanted to do this thing on the show where we do a space fact of the week, just little interesting tidbits about our solar system and the universe and things that our listeners might find interesting, so I have a sound bump for that.
There is perhaps no better demonstration of the folly of human conceits than this distant image of our tiny world.
And that is the voice of Carl Sagan, by the way. But because we're on Earth, and a lot of what we do in Destiny takes place on Earth, I thought I would do Earth as our first space fact of the week, and specifically where Earth gets its name from. So Earth is the only planet in our solar system that is not named after a Greco-Roman god, and it actually comes from a English/German name that means the ground. German it's Erde, and there's some other English words called Eartha, and it's kind of combined, and that's why we call our planet Earth. So that is your space fact of the week, and I know it's super nerdy.
I didn't think of that.
Well, now you know.
Yeah, you learn something every day.
Yeah, yeah.
This is amazing!
There you go. I'm going to play that forever. Anyway.
Never leave us.
Yeah, so, like I said before, there's not, like, a ton of news really going on in Destiny this week. So I guess, because Iron Banner's been going on, and as of this recording, there's only, like, one day left.
Yeah.
Which is tomorrow, Monday. And I got all my characters to rank 5. I don't know how far you got. I know you and I played a lot.
Yeah, I played a lot. I got all mine to rank 5 too.
Nice. Okay, did you do that today or last night?
I did it last night.
Oh, okay.
My Titan was my last.
Oh, your Titan was your last one. Okay. See, I thought that was your second character for some reason.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, my Warlock was super easy to level up.
Yeah. Yeah, it took my Hunter, like, that little bit, like that one night that we played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last night.
Yeah. I didn't really get anything incredibly compelling. I really like the auto rifle, though. I don't know how you feel about Hakan's hatchet.
I haven't really used it that much. Yeah. I just don't really like auto rifles that much.
Hmm. See, it's funny, because when I first started playing the game, I was all about auto rifles.
Oh, I was all about hand cannons.
Yeah. I never liked hand cannons until I got an IS Luna recently.
Oh.
That has like explosive rounds on it, and I'm like, this thing's
great. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the first one that I really dug, but And then I have like a 310 Hawk Moon, and I'm like, this is kind of cool, but I feel like it's not as good as people were saying it was back in the day, where it was just like dominating the meta.
I haven't tried Hawk Moon since the update.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't have it before the patch, I don't think. So.
Yeah.
Or I bought it, the week I bought it was the week Xur sold it, which was like the week after
DTK,
and then I didn't use it. I literally just bought it to have it. So I was like, yes, now I have one, you know?
Yeah.
But then, yeah, and then it got nerfed, and that's when I was like, maybe I should try it. And it's still a good gun, I just don't think it's the, like, meta-dominating gun that everybody liked. Yeah.
And then there's, you know, Last Word, which
Word, which is, oh my god, I didn't tell you. So remember I got that primary engram?
Yeah.
The exotic one? So remember I made the joke, haha, watch, it'll be a Hawk Moon. Dude, it was a Hawk Moon.
Oh my god, was it a 310 or 290?
Yeah, it was a 310, but I already had a 310 Hawk Moon, so I just broke it.
Yeah,
just
infusion fuel.
Yeah, well, I was going to use it as infusion fuel, and then I logged back in and saw it, and I was like, oh, I'll just break this. And as soon as I broke it, I went, crap!
Broke it over your knee.
Could have put this in my Hakan's hatchet. It's like,
oh, yeah.
But, yeah, Iron Banner, I didn't really get it. I got so many ghosts that I just didn't care about at all.
I got too many ghosts.
I know. I got 5 or 6.
From just this Iron Banner?
Yeah, and then I got
God.
And then I got the Trials Ghost.
Oh yeah.
It's like, oh, so many ghosts, I don't want them.
Take them all away.
Take them away from me. Yeah. Which is sad, cuz the last Iron Banner I did, I got a 320 Iron Banner Ghost, and then I got a 320 rocket launcher with grenades on it. I got the Freedom Art Stand. It's the
I haven't even seen the Iron Banner rocket launcher.
Oh, it's pretty good, actually. Well, it's also pretty good because it's 320, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is that what it... No, Braidum Art Stand is the machine gun, right?
Sure, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. But,
I didn't really get that. I didn't get, like, a 320 drop or anything.
Not this time, I didn't.
I got the PlayStation exclusive cloak, which I was excited about.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I'm probably going to play some more tomorrow or tonight. I'm not sure.
After you finish your raid.
I'm never going to finish that raid. Yeah. I already know that's not happening. But because I want the Hunter cloak, and I want some of the other stuff, and...
Which cloak do you want, the PlayStation exclusive one, or the...
I don't have any of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was the first time I'd used a Hunter in Iron Banner.
Oh.
This was the first Iron Banner where I had characters that could go into, like, all three could go into Iron Banner, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
so I took them all in there, but.
I didn't even reach rank 5 last Iron Banner. I didn't even try.
Oh, why not?
I don't know. I was new to Iron Banner, so I didn't really try that much.
Yeah, I liked it when it was Clash. I thought it was good. I'd like them to do some other modes next time, like Iron Banner Rift or.
That oh yeah, or Rift Iron Rift would be good.
Yeah.
Rumble would never work, and I don't think they should ever do it.
Rumble would be a nightmare. Although I found out, I didn't know this, but Rumble, if you come in the top 3, you technically won.
It
counts
as
a win. Yeah.
Let's see what else we have. Rift. I guess skirmish, salvage, and elimination, maybe.
Yeah, but then it would just feel like trials.
Yep, it would.
That's the problem. So, I think Rift would be interesting as a game mode because I like it a lot, but nobody like when
do
I
you
get
like
Crucible with people, nobody really plays it.
Do you like doing the runner on Rift?
I usually solo queue into it, so I don't.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I've dunked maybe once, I think, and it was on like Bannerfall. I went under the
thing. Bannerfall is super easy for me to dunk.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it would be interesting. I would like to see that.
Yeah, just to see.
And I'd like to see them bring some of the classic maps back because, from what I understand, some of those maps don't show up, like.
No.
Like, Cauldron never shows up, and I really like that map.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that map.
Is it called Black Cauldron, or is it just called Cauldron?
I think it's just Cauldron.
Okay. Yeah, I really like that map a lot. Yeah. And, yeah, it never pops up anymore, because it was like a Dark Below map or something.
Yeah.
And it just got taken out of the rotation. And then they've, like, freaking Exodus Blue's always been in the rotation. So take this out.
God, I hate Exodus Blue.
Yeah. I liked it at first. Now I'm not a huge fan of it.
After Trials.
Yeah, for sure.
Learn to hate it.
After Trials, I did learn to hate it. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. This isn't fun.
Just do for bounties.
Yeah. Before I guess we go moving on to questions and stuff, because like I said, there's not a ton of news, because Bungie, I guess, officially doesn't get back from their break until January 29th is when the next...
The
next weekly update comes out. So, and which is oddly enough the same day as PAX. So I really think there's gonna be something at the end of the month. Right now.
Yeah. So I don't know about that, but
let's see. Although we were talking about just a second ago that we think something is gonna happen next week.
Yeah, probably
New Year's thing.
Weekly
so
reset.
Think, yeah. So. There was a, and there's a post on Reddit about it.
It arrives January 7th is when we get the 15 Strange Coins in Modes of Light.
Right, and then we're supposed to get, like, an emblem if we play between then.
Yeah.
Which makes me think there's some kind of event going on. I don't think they're just going to be like, here's some Strange Coins, like, bye.
Yeah.
I thought, I was just looking for it. I saw that they had data mined, these things. I think I'm looking at this like database thing that they had data mined these oh here they are, things come the Dawning consumables, so and I'd assume the Dawning was some sort of New Year's event, but we haven't seen it yet, so I'm guessing that the minute Iron Banner goes away, this is going to show up, because they data mine these consumables. Like it says the Dawning from Shax. It says a missive from Lord Shax in honor of the Dawning, and then there's one from Cade Six, one from Petra, Zavala.
Is that when we'll use the box of raisins that nobody knows about?
I don't think we're ever using the box of raisins.
Yeah, there's sweat on Halloween.
Yeah, there are all these people that are like, what if you keep all three boxes of raisins and then it's...
I have all three.
Yeah, I think I have two, but yeah. I just kept them because they're funny. I didn't keep them because I think anything's going to happen.
I'm kind of keeping them just to see if anything is announced or anything will happen with them.
I don't like turning into one of those sleeper conspiracy people.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And it was like the easiest gun to get.
Yeah, it was like not that hard. Mm-hmm. Oh, that reminds me. I have to take... You should remind me that on Thursday, it'll be sleeper day again. So people can do the first firewall if they haven't done it yet.
Oh, yeah.
So remember, people, if you're listening to this and it's not Thursday yet, or it is Thursday, then you need to get on that. Because you can get your sleeper simulant.
Go and get your sleeper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's all these, like, it's sort of similar to the Halloween thing, I think, where you walked around and talked to everyone in the tower, and they gave you, like, a thing. Because it seems like there's a consumable from, like, here's one from Eris, one from Rahul, one from the speaker, one from Ikora. But they don't say
where
they are. Yeah, it just says a Dawning message from Master Rahul, like a letter from the speaker written to commemorate the Dawning. Like, it doesn't say what it is. But I assume it will probably be some sort of thing with, like, you know, like the way the candy worked or something. Well,
yeah.
And then we'll be able to buy some sort of, like, cosmetic item or something with silver. I don't know. We'll see.
Something with silver. Always something with silver.
It's always something with silver. I actually have some silver just sitting in my account right now.
You know, you had like, what, 1,200?
1,200, yeah. Because some of it had just kind of accumulated. And, oh, Blake is here.
Yeah. No, I just saw that.
Just get it. Hang on, we're going to call him. I know this is weird on the show. Listen, this is the first episode.
It's like we're taking callers now.
Yeah. One day. Maybe. He's going to be like, we're going to be like, we're recording right now. It's like, what? Let's see if he picks up. I'm curious. This will be funny. If not, either way, like
you should get like the revive noise from.
Oh man, I should.
I don't know what it sounds like.
It's like a whoosh or something. I don't. Yeah.
That'd be great though.
I have to do that. Well, I didn't think I'd be. Okay, he's coming. I didn't think I would be, you know, doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, reviving someone into the show.
I'm kind of excited. I know it's probably not going to be like that big a deal. Like it'll be
no.
Yeah, it'll be like one of those things. But whatever, it's something.
Not like
to
those
do.
Masks.
Yeah.
Like if you upgraded them or whatever.
Yeah, I never got the. I never got the skull mask. Did you ever get one?
No, I never. Well, you had to buy that with silver, I thought, or the packages to get that one.
No, you could get them. Normally. Oh. Because I know. I got all of them except that one, and then I know there's some people that got, like, all of them except for, like, the Cryptarch one, and some people didn't get the Atheon one, yeah. So
I didn't get the Atheon one.
Oh, I got that one, like, last.
Mm.
And then you jumped
out
the tower.
Yeah. I got Xur, which I was really happy about.
Yeah. Oh, Blake, are you here now?
Yes, sir. Hello,
oh,
hello.
Oh, he's here. Blake is it's in the I don't know how to say your last name. I asked.
It's pretty phonetic. It's in Thaler.
Okay, it's in Thaler. Okay, cool. This is actually the first time we've spoken and thing. By the way, we're recording right now. We're like in the middle of the show.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah.
Well, I guess I can play it again. So we have a sound effect when one of us isn't here. And,
okay.
I can play it for you really quick.
Guardian down.
And we played that for you, but then when we were getting you back in, I was like, crap, I don't have the revive sound. That would have been great.
Oh, that would have been perfect.
Yeah. But basically right now we were talking about Iron Banner. Like, did you end up doing Iron Banner? Did you get anything?
Yeah, I played a first day and second day, but then I was on vacation, so I didn't get much done. I think I'm only ranked 2.
Oh, okay. Well, good news. The last day, it takes like 3 badges.
Yeah.
For real. And then we were also talking about that the Dawning, which we think is happening next week. Because we're supposed to get the 15 strange coins, and then we're supposed to get the emblem. And there was something called the Dawning that was data mined. So we were kind of talking about what we think that could be.
I was figuring, when I heard about the emblem, I was figuring it was just something to pick us up, hold us there for a while.
Yeah, this like will, year two.
Yeah. I couldn't figure out anything. Like, first thought was that it was like a stress test, maybe switching servers, but not for the amount of days that they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I didn't actually read anything about the Dawning, so it's news
to me. It's weird because no one's really talking about it. Like, in the new patch, this thing, and there was a Reddit post about it, but then nobody really, everybody kind of ignored it. But if you go on like the Planet Destiny database, they had data mined a bunch of new stuff in the SRL, like patch, like new items and stuff. And some of the new items are like the Dawning consumable from Shax, and there's one from Cade 6, and one from Petra, and one from Ikora Ray, and the Speaker, and Aeris. And they're all just say like a letter from the Speaker written to commemorate the Dawning. They don't actually say anything.
What it is, yeah.
About what it is, so we were assuming that it's going to be some sort of festival of the lost kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not sure. I'm sure we'll have to buy something with silver, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a given.
Yeah. It's a given now.
Yeah. But I have some silver left over right now, so I'm going to save it and see.
Yeah, I wasted the rest of my silver trying to get the sparrow. I can't think of what it's called right now.
Oh, yeah. I didn't buy any sparrows, actually.
I didn't. I'm going to buy more silver when I see something that I actually want.
Right.
Like, I can't live without.
I kind of want the rock-on one, the air guitar.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, what if something comes out during the Dawning that's, like, super cool and I need to get it? So I haven't.
I mean, that's always going to be the case, though.
That's true. Yeah. But if nothing comes out in the Dawning that's cool, then I'll get it.
Yeah.
That's kind of my mentality. But we'll see.
I want the slow clap, too.
Yeah.
That one's just great.
I also want a radial wheel. where I can select all my, because it's, it kind of sucks that like I can only select one emote at a time. I have to,
oh,
like,
yeah,
or like it'd be cool if I could remap all of them or something, but
yeah, they, well, they did say they were working on it.
Yeah,
but they do keep saying that.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
And that's what
thing,
the dawning's about.
Yeah, yeah. The dawning of a new age.
The dawning of emotes.
The other thing we were talking about was, and now I just totally forgot about it.
I did too.
It's killing me now. It's gonna kill me.
Right. Iron banana.
Yeah, and then the dawning, but I can't even.
Was there a segue between that?
Oh my god, it's gonna kill me now. This is nuts. Anyway, whatever. Anyway, I think because we basically are not, there's not much to talk about. Nope.
Well, I guess we could say what.
Now I remember. I remember what it was. It was PAX. Because we were saying that Bungie's on break until January 29th. It's just when their next weekly update comes out.
Right.
And that's the same day PAX South starts. We were saying, like, what? Like, what? Like, could they announce something there? Like, something, like, a little bit bigger than SRL.
Yeah.
Or SRL-esque, you know?
Wait, was SRL only on PlayStation, right?
No, it was on Xbox.
Was that? Okay.
Yeah.
I never.
Yeah. I don't remember. Blake, do you play on PlayStation or Xbox?
I'm on the Xbox right now.
Okay. Well, then we have representation. That's fine.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I definitely experienced SRL.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Just making sure, because we're, me and Noah here, we play on the PlayStation together sometimes, and we're like.
Sometimes, dude. We've played like nonstop.
I know. I think the last 3 or 4 days, it's just been like Iron Banner, Teams of Six. Yeah. Like,
that Teams of Six was super fun.
It was super fun.
Yeah, I'm working towards it. I'm working towards getting to that PS4, getting more competitive, but for now, Xbox.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I have an Xbox, but I don't own Destiny on it, and I don't play on it, because most of my friends have PS4s, mm-hmm. So it's like, I would just play there, and I don't really have a reason to play Destiny on my Xbox. If I was like a streamer and played on both, then I'd be like, okay, this makes sense to me, because some of my viewers would want to play. But I have a hard enough time raiding every week on my one console. I can't do it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah, my one friend, he streams, and he's been talking about getting the PS4. So I'm like, well, I guess I have to get a PS4 now.
Yeah, for sure. Ow. This thing hurts my ear, man. But yeah. Sorry. I have like I have a splitter in one of the head. I have like a Bud headphone under my like big headphones, because the Bud's hooked into my sound, like the phone with the soundboard, so I can hear when the sounds end and stuff, and it hurts, so I had to move it around. Yeah, and I was gonna say we could talk about the PAX thing, but that actually goes into some of our reader mail, so I figured unless anybody else has anything to say about Iron Banana or, well, I guess we could talk about Trials. Blake, do you do Trials?
I do. I'm liking this year where I don't have to win necessarily.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's more of a casual thing. But when I do get in a game with my friend Ignite, we go hard.
That's good. Yeah. We've been playing Trials a little bit, and this week I don't know if it was the map.
It was definitely the map. Yeah. I didn't like the map at all because of that one hiding place where like this where like the sun was hitting it perfectly.
Oh, the sun spot, we called it. Yeah, there was that there was that spot where you could, it was like in the, it's like the back left almost, and you're outside and you could look through the door, and if someone was looking at you from inside, they just couldn't see you because it was so bright. And it was
what was the map? Was it Burning Shrine, I'm assuming?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Burning Shrine. I wasn't a big fan of the map, but yeah, like you said, it's nice that you don't actually have to win anymore. You just have to finish, but I didn't actually get anything that great.
Dang.
Did I get anything?
I don't know. Last week I got Reflection some, so I was like, okay, at least I walked out of this with something, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not really working towards anything with Trials, though. Like,
true.
The guns aren't really that appealing to me.
Right.
I never try to go flawless. I just go for the bounties. Like, if we're, like, 8-2, that's fine.
Yeah. I like the mode a lot, just because it reminds me a lot of, like, Counter-Strike. And that's sort of why I like the elimination mode. It also kind of reminds me of Gears of War 1. I was super obsessed with the first Gears of War multiplayer. And, like, traditional Warzone was, like, if you die, you're dead. You know?
Right. So yeah.
That's part of why I like playing Trials, because it is very, it's very hardcore. It's very, like, I have to focus and do call-outs and stuff. And it like, changes the way you play Crucible. Because otherwise, it's just, like, we're jumping in and having fun. Or, like, oh, I'm trying to finish this bounty, so I'm just going to use my shotgun for, like, two minutes real quick. Yeah.
Just go in there with Gjallarhorn. Exactly. I really wanted to do.
That was funny. I wish he would have got that.
I know. I so much I would have got heavy ammo.
Yeah. He was trying to get... We were in a game on Bannerfall. We were losing. Losing really bad. And he's like, whatever, I'm going to take my Gjallarhorn and we're going to get heavy ammo. We're going to see if I can get a kill. He never got the heavy ammo.
No.
That was
kind of
sad.
Dang.
I wanted to see this experiment take
place. And then just see, like see the other kids be like, he's using Gjallarhorn to kill me? Wow.
I wonder how many people would actually notice. Because I know, like, I just spam that X to, like, respawn. I think I would notice the wolf pack rounds, but if I was, like, a year two Guardian, I don't even know if they know what a Gjallarhorn shot looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or, like, that in Thorn. We ran into Thorn at Trials.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was weird, but it was, like, so smart.
Yeah, it was like a support.
I think we won, but...
Yeah, I think we did.
But they still put up a really good fight. Yeah, they had they had one person basically running as a support, and they ran Thorn, and that person would basically just kind of harass and kind of throw you off, because all of a sudden you're like, ah, what the hell?
Yeah.
Hit by Thorn? What's going on? And then you'd be kind of confused and, like, try to run away or something, and the other two would take advantage of the confusion. It was smart.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool.
It was a smart move, definitely.
Yeah. I guess if no one else has anything to say about Trials, we can actually move on to our questions. Like I said, listeners, it's probably going to be, like, a shorter show just because there's, like, not a lot going on at the moment. But we have some good questions that'll you know, kind of carry us through, make the show a little bit longer. And one that's related to this whole, like, 29th possible announcement thing. All right. Okay. Well, I have a sound clip for the mail time.
Of course you do. Checking.
Perfect. Did that play? I forgot.
It did.
Yeah, it did. I forgot I took the thing out of my ear and I pressed it and I went, oh, did it not play? And then, okay. Yes, that is
spammed
the,
with
that
checking,
is the
checking,
post,
check.
Yes, that is the postmaster. So our first question comes from Francis Jose. And actually, before I start this question, listeners, you can go to guardiansonpatrol.com. We have a contact thing page there on the top bar. And you can send us questions, or you can just email us directly at guardiansonpatrol@gmail.com or tweet at us. Our Twitter is @guardianspatrol. And we will read your questions on the air. And we have a bunch of questions already because freaking Noah behind my back was just going around getting questions. I'm like, man.
Yeah.
You're the man.
He backstabbed you in a good way.
Yeah. It was not even a backstab. It's like you came up and just handed me candy and I didn't expect it.
Yeah,
I think that's it's a surprise. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Opposite of back.
Here's the thing, though. I actually like raisins, so if you gave me a box of raisins,
I do too.
Be excited. Yeah.
Everyone hates raisins.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because they're like, you like grapes? Yeah. What about raisins? No. You're like, it's the same thing.
It's always that. Like, same thing with, like, pickles and cucumbers. I'm like,
my girlfriend is the same way. She loves cucumbers.
Ketchup, tomato, like
she
all of that.
Pickles. She's giving me this really angry look right now. I still love you. She just shook her head at me.
Guardian down.
Guardian down.
Yeah, where's that sound clip?
I think we all need these sound clips.
Hang on. Guardian down. There you go. Oh, and then we'll throw in a Shax real quick. This is amazing!
Right. there's too many of these.
I'm adding more as the weeks go on. We'll have more. They have like five total right now. So, but anyway, like I said, the first question comes from Francis Jose. He says, "Did they go too far in nerfing Hammer of Soul? Tracking doesn't work at all, and the explosion radius is a joke." And I have experience with this because I played some of the.
Yeah.
I played some Sun. Singer, right?
Sunbreaker.
No, Sunbreaker. God, there's so many, like, just... they played Sunbreaker a bit before they nerfed it, and it was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was unreal.
It was unreal. Like, I was playing I think it was a Rift match, and I was on, what's that one map where it's, like, the two bridges in the middle, and you can kind of jump between them.
Oh, I don't know what it is, but I kind of like that one.
I like that map too, but
I
was on one of the bridges, and on the other bridge, they were doing the rift was showing up, and I popped my super and threw one hammer, and I got a triple kill. And I never even saw the people I killed. I just threw it over there and was like, maybe it'll hit something. It was like a triple kill. It was insane.
So yes, before the patch, Sunbreaker was extremely powerful.
Yeah,
and now it's not really.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm on Guardian GG right now, and I was trying to find, because I saw this question before. I was trying to find like maybe stats from like the last 60 days or something, but I'm not really seeing anything. Oddly enough, and this is going to be so weird. Galahorn.
Yep, I saw that too.
56% win rate on Sunbreakers. What?
Yeah,
what?
I know. I was super confused with that too.
That's so weird. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Armamentarium makes sense, but
yeah,
that's what I run.
Yeah, the I don't understand that, like Galahorn, but
wait, the number one for the Armamentarium is a year one.
Oh yeah,
they're using year one, and then third place it's year two.
Well, that's just because it separates them on Guardian GG. So if you averaged out the win rates for both of those, it's probably like 52% win rate, you know? Yeah. But it's just because I think if you go down further too, there's some other.
Well, yeah, and it's like if those people are like, maybe like they're four people are using or whatever, and they're really good, then it'll show up high, right?
For the win rate, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if those four people are using it, yeah.
Are the stats coming from, Iron Banner? Or is it coming from across all Crucible?
This is Control.
This is Control, specifically.
But Iron Banner...
So, like, year one gear is still viable.
Wait, Icebreaker's number one in Iron Banner for Sunbreakers, yeah.
All for KD, and it's being used by less than 1%. Yeah. That's really strange to me. But I see Mida right under it, and I can tell you I used Mida like the whole time.
it was great. Like, you were insane last night.
Oh yeah, I was like, you were like 3.0s, like KDs and stuff, and I was like, I don't know what's going on.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, I didn't understand it. But and then I'm seeing like Twilight Garrison. I think we're getting away from the question, but
yeah.
So, Hammer of Soul. I actually think it's in a fine place right now. I don't know about you guys.
I think everyone was just spoiled that it was so good.
Yeah.
And now it's at a normal level.
Yeah. Because I feel like I still get killed by it, but I feel like I'm not being killed with four other people at the same time with it.
Yeah.
You know? But then I still feel like when I use it, I can still kill people. It is harder to kill people because the tracking's not as good.
Yeah, and it has to be, like, right on them.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, I feel like you just can't, like, chuck the hammer across the map anymore and get a kill. You have to be there, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that's fine. And honestly, their KD is still good. Like, across all modes except for Trials of Osiris and in Rumble, it seems like they are really bad in Rumble for some reason.
Yeah, I noticed. It's like...
Yeah, it's like a huge dip. Other than that, it seems like they're in a pretty good spot. They're really good in Rift.
I haven't used Sunbreaker lately. I've been using the Defender.
Yeah, I'm in a Defender.
Yeah. Well, last night I had, because my Sunbreaker's maxed, and my subclasses on my my alts are not maxed out like my Warlock is, so I've been playing with them, and I was playing Striker, and I fell in love, man. Striker Titan is so much fun.
I feel like it's on the rise too.
It is. It got buffed with the patch because I think it was kind of hurting, and now it's like I see everyone using
Fist of
Havoc.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of people using it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in control, Fist of Havoc rocks because you just see someone capturing your zone and you just run in there and just stop that nonsense thing, right? And
lightning grenades are always great.
The lightning grenades are great. Yeah, I do really like Striker Titan, and I've been using like Helm of Inmost Light, and I was confused because I had never played Striker Titan before, and I was confused when I would jump in the air and activate my super how it was like aiming and stuff, and I was like, what is happening? And then I realized what was happening. I'm like, oh, and then I got actually like sometimes I would aim it and other times I wouldn't. Like if I was in like a good position, I would aim it, and I got like pretty good at deciding which to do. But yeah, I think it's fine. I think the nerf, since the nerf, and this is good because since the nerf, it's like it's still good. But I actually feel like the others are good too. You know, it's not like everyone's just running hammers. Like Noah's running defender. And that's super good. Like, I loved seeing the bubble pop up on B. It made me feel safe.
Yeah. Other than there's just so much, like, so many orbs in the bubble right there. Yeah. And you just have your super again.
Yeah, and then I was running Striker, which I had never done. And I still feel like, I saw, when I would see hammers, they could still kill well. Like Matt, who we were playing with, would run hammers, and he would get kills with it.
Yeah, but he was complaining mostly, this nerf was horrible. Like, the whole time he was using hammers. Mm. Every single time he popped, he was like, they really did, like, nerf hammers.
Yeah, it's just got to adjust
the place.
It's probably just because of the change.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be this like, class that everybody should use. And now it's kind of turned into
lightning scolded.
Hands is.
You were scolded if you didn't have your hands out.
Yeah. It's funny, too, because I had heard on that episode of Crucible Radio, which, listeners, if you haven't listened to Crucible Radio and you play a lot of Crucible, you should listen to it. It's a great show.
It's really good.
They had they interviewed somebody from Bungie. I can't remember
Wisniewski.
Wisniewski. And they were saying that, like, Defender Titans have a really low KD in the Crucible, but the win rate of teams that have a Defender Titan is like higher than all other teams.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got me thinking, because I hadn't thought about it, like every single class has sort of a support loadout that they can run.
Yeah.
Basically. And I was like, wow, I never really thought about that. Because when I was doing normal King's Fall, I was basically supporting, like I would have Light Beyond Nemesis on. And I would run Sunsinger, and I would always be the person, like, reviving because I knew, like, oh, I'm going to revive faster.
Mm-hmm.
And I helped generate orbs and stuff. And it worked out really well. You can't really do that in hard mode, unfortunately, which is, like, a cool question for another time about revives in hard mode. But, it got me thinking about that. I also am interested in seeing, like, a healing class, but I don't think that'll ever happen.
No. Yeah, I'm always a fan of healing in any game, but I can't see it happening.
Oh,
in this.
You play the healer?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't know if it would actually ever come to Destiny.
It's an interesting thought, though. Like, I've never actually considered it.
Yeah, I think someone on the subreddit actually wrote out, like, an entire healing subclass for Warlocks, like with a super and what the grenades would be and like how all the perks would work, and I was like, man, this is insane.
Cool. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys played Division, or like the alpha was out the other
I
think last month. There's like a med kit that you could like toss, and it's basically just a grenade, and I think that is pretty interesting. That could happen.
If at least they just have like a grenade that heals people, but then it's just another super.
Yeah.
My idea was, like, maybe they add two more subclasses, one for light and one for darkness. And basically the light subclass for like Warlock would be like maybe the super is like an aura that's similar to the aura that's in Kingsfall, except it's not an immortality aura, it's like a healing aura. So you activate it, and then for like 12 seconds or something, you have an aura that heals people or gives them small bursts of overshield or something.
Yeah, like a movable bubble.
Yeah, and then you can basically, people can stay in that bubble. It'd be really good in like control and stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, my other idea was like you throw, like your grenade would just be like this ball of light that you throw, and wherever it lands, it's like this little, basically like the lightning grenade, except if somebody stands next to it, it heals them. So you could throw it at people and like heal them and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, man, that would be really cool. I just don't see it ever happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I could. I'm picturing the exploits already, but.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Definitely.
People running like Crota solo, just using auras and not dying, and yeah. Did you ever see that video of the guy? He took an exotic sword into a bunch of stuff, and he tried to see what he could survive.
Yeah.
And yeah, he blocked Oversoul. I thought that was so funny. Oh man. I love that kind of stuff. But anyway, this next one is, and it kind of links back to what we were talking about with PAX coming up and stuff. Justin Keita asks, what is your dream content for Destiny, and what are your guesses this second year will bring? So if somebody wants to start off,
I'll start.
What is your
guess.
Dream content?
Ship combat.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Really yeah. It would just be so cool.
Yeah.
It'd be like, even if it was SRL and we tried it for like that week or whatever, just to see how it was.
Right. Yeah, it would be interesting, like if it was a thing like SRL where they're like, hey, you know, it's around for a month or around for a week or something, and you do these like ship battles against the. Mm-hmm. The fallen fleets or something, right? Dude, you know,
you're getting me so excited.
Don't get excited; it's not real.
The fallen fleets. Oh.
Yeah, and I mean, because Bungie does have a history of this too, which is why a lot of people kind of expect it. You know, they did ship battles in Halo Reach. Halo Reach had like a ship combat section in it, and I mean if they just did that again, I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
And you can even do two different versions. Like I said, you could do the like PvE version where like maybe it's like a strike that you can run.
And,
and there's like maybe multiple levels of it, or it's just PvP, like you fly in and you just shoot each other. I wouldn't want like ships to have their own stats though. I'd want those to be skins because like I really love my Vault of Glass ship, and I would be sad if like, oh, that Vault of Glass ship's cool, but this other Taken King, you know, your Taken King challenge mode ship is just way better.
That happens way too much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I would want like the ship to be a skin, and then you just basically. Like you get loot that's like the this is the armor coating.
Yeah, like shit. Some like a core or something.
Yeah, this is the core. It runs faster than this one, or it's more durable. And then you can either have like a laser gun or something that's more like bullets.
We're already making the content.
Yeah,
for...
here you go.
Seriously. Here you go, Bungie.
And then I'm sure they would sell ship skins.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Bring in the Millennium Falcon. I'll give you all my silver.
Oh my gosh.
$100. Down the drain. This is an interesting thing. Like, they said we're not getting any DLC packs this year, but.
Wait, really?
Well, yeah, they said that, like, no paid DLC packs, but there's going to be a big content patch at some point. And I'm wondering if the content patch will be something like Dark Below. Level patch.
I feel like they almost need it to keep people staying. Like, so many people are dropping off.
Right.
You still play this game?
Yeah.
I do.
Even somebody asks, is people still play this? I was like, I, you know what I would like? It'd be cool is if instead of just like throwing out all the content day one, and then you can just do it all, and then the next day everybody on the subreddit's like, that wasn't enough. What's next, right?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be cool if the content patch was just like a staggered release. So like the first week it happens, you get the one story mission, and then you do that story mission. And then the next week, it's like the next story mission. And then the week after that, it's the next one. And then the week after that, maybe it's a strike. And then the week after that, it's another story mission. Then the week after that, it's a raid, you know?
It's like watching a show on TV instead of watching a Netflix show.
Yeah, so then you're excited, like, oh, the new mission's coming out. Like, right, I'm excited to play it,
Or you could wait till the end and just binge it all.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, because then by the time the raid comes out, you can just play it all.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're on to something with like the staggered releases, but I don't think the like the way Paradox kind of works and the way the sleeper simulant thing kind of works, I don't like where it's like on this date and time, like you have to be here or you don't get it.
I'm still so confused how everybody found that all those ghosts for
I don't know.
No time to explain.
I don't know either. We're at 46 minutes. We can afford one more question, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jamie Bromey. I don't know how to pronounce the last name. B-R-O-O-M-E. Bromey?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, sure. He asks, what do you feel needs the most improvement within the game?
Service.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Custom lobbies.
What'd you say?
Yeah, custom lobbies, yeah.
Oh, custom lobbies. Yeah, it's funny because I want people to get their custom lobbies, but at the same time, I'm like, I'm never going to use it.
I was thinking, like, literally, I think it was yesterday, how, like, this whole time I've been wanting these custom lobbies, but then I realized that they can't, like, carry experience over to custom lobbies because that just promotes boosting.
Yeah.
So if my friends are all playing these custom lobbies over and over again, just practicing or whatever, I can't join them if I want to level something up. So I'm not sure. But for the competitive community, like, they definitely need these custom lobbies.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't even know that there's, like, a whole community of people running tournaments and stuff. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, how? I guess they're just queuing.
It'd be cool if, like...
Yeah, the way it works... Oh, no, you can go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that, like, in these custom games, you could, or lobbies, you could be, like, only people could be using, like, No Land Beyond, or...
Right.
Gjallarhorn, or whatever.
Like, just, that'd be fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the way the matching works for, like, tournaments and stuff, you find the person that's closest to the other, like, to the enemy team. So, like, if I live in Chicago, and, like, someone on the other team lives in Chicago... We become the party hosts, and then we sync at the same time, and you basically back out until you're matched. It takes a while.
They
need to just... I mean, I'm not somebody who's going to do custom lobbies, like, at all. And I'm also wondering if that's just... Is that just the limitation because of the, like, the older consoles? Like, because there's just not enough memory, or... something.
It could be just like their servers, because like if they're already having lag on their servers, I can't imagine being able to open up all these extra lobbies.
Well, I thought that it used like a peer-to-peer system.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I was like, so then it wouldn't necessarily be like running on the server, right? So
true.
But then, yeah, but if you have dedicated servers, like it doesn't necessarily fix the lag, it just changes it. So it's just like, if you have crappy internet, then you're gonna have a crappy connection to the dedicated server. I think the problem is that, like, sometimes the, like, peer-to-peer can be weird, where, like, you'll have really good internet but you'll still have a red bar because other
like
people
like what I was doing
what
like every single I've been a game, I was always red bar.
Yeah, it's weird. how it worked. Yeah, I would have games where it's like everything's totally fine, everything feels responsive and great, and then I have other games where it's like everyone is a red bar, and I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah. And like the whole thing where if someone else is lagging, they're like a crucible god, but when I'm lagging, I can't do anything.
Yeah, and there's like people running into walls and you're stabbing them over and over and over again, and then all of a sudden you die. You're like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
There was a clip on the subreddit, I think 2 days ago, where the guy lags in Iron Banner and just runs off of the map.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
It was so funny.
People need me, though. Everybody waved. Yeah. Yeah. That was great. I would like if they fixed it. And I don't know how they could detect cheaters, but I wish they could find it. I will say, though, I haven't really seen, like, any super game-breaking bugs in Crucible. And I have a lot of time in Crucible. Like, when I was really big into Gears of War 2, there were all kinds of, like, these little exploits that people pulled off, and, like, you could get inside of these, like, trains where you couldn't be shot, but you could shoot people.
Yeah, yeah. So
it was pretty bad.
Yeah. There was the bubble train, which was pretty cool, but I haven't seen it happening, where you have multiple bubble titans popping it and just moving around the map because you keep getting your super back so quickly.
Oh.
Wow.
Bubble train.
That sounds awesome. I kind of want to try it.
You just have six bubble titans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The video, it was a long time ago, but the video, it was five bubble titans and then a golden gun, and it was pretty entertaining.
Oh my god.
That sounds awesome.
It's just somebody with a golden gun would pop out and just kill people, and they would just keep getting their super. Oh my god, dude. That's insane. Does that still
That's
work?
That's going to be a great strategy.
I haven't seen anything saying they nerfed it in any way. I just think it's not fun. It's cool to watch, it's entertaining, but I don't think it's that fun to just keep doing
right.
it. You know?
Yeah, like, unless you really want to win that Iron Banner match.
Right, right.
You're like, I'm right on the edge. It's funny. I love that, like, there's all these tools that people can get super creative with. Like something I had never done, and I did it recently in King's Fall, was like when all those thrall come to the middle, like someone shoots a tether and then you have a Radiance Warlock like throw a grenade in there and it just creates like a ton of orbs.
Yeah,
I had never, I'm like, whoa, like blew my mind. I'd never thought of that before, but I think that's all for our questions. Is there anything else you guys want to bring up before we wrap up the show?
What class does everyone play?
Oh, yeah. I think we actually have a good diversity. I'm a Warlock.
Yeah, I'm a Defender Titan.
And I'm a Hunter, so...
There you go.
Kind of rounds off.
Yeah, I've been a Warlock since Alpha, because when I was reading all the classes, I read Warlock, and I said, I could be a Space Wizard? Of course I want to do that, so...
did you come from the moon?
Yeah, I did. And, I've never kind of strayed. I have alts, but I didn't have alts until Taken King.
Yeah, same.
Because I was I don't understand how people can run three characters. I have a hard enough time running one. And then I got to this point where I was like, oh, I could run a second. And I used my Spark of Light on my Titan and then played with her and stuff.
I started Warlock from day one. And I saw, like, the Helm of Saint 14 on a bunch of other Titans, and I was like, man, I want that helmet. Like, it'd be so cool. And I didn't actually start maining Titan until Taken King, but I had all my alts in place before House of Wolves, so I'm a tryhard, I guess.
I do. Some people don't like that helmet. I think it's cool.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. And it, blinding people, it's hilarious.
Yeah, for sure. I think, it looks so different than, like, all the other helmets.
For sure, yeah.
At least, the Warlock helmets are always, like, skulls and shit, but, like, all the Titan helmets are always these weird glass-looking things, but that one just looks so different, and it's, like, this cool Roman kind of thing. It's really cool. It's what I imagine, like, if we ever get that Cabal raid where everyone talks about. It's how I imagine, like, some of the gear would look coming out of that raid. But
yeah. That's a good point. I didn't even think about Cabal gear.
Yeah. I just imagine it would be all kind of Roman-esque looking and stuff. And that'd be super cool. I want a warlock helmet that has, like, the toga, like, leaf crown thing.
Yeah. So
that'd be super cool.
Oh, my God, yes.
Just a toga. I want to Nova Bomb people in a toga. That'd be super cool. Anyway.
Classic space gear.
Yeah, for sure.
What's up, Guardians? Thank you so much for listening to this first episode of Guardians on Patrol, and we hope you keep listening. Now we're going to close out the show with something I like to call the Song of the Week. And the Song of the Week for our very first episode is going to be Disconscient by G&J. And it's found over on SoundCloud, and it can be found over in our show notes. We hope you enjoy it, and we hope you enjoy the show. See you, Starside.